Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narratories Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Dale J. Stahl presents a concise scholarly guide to Hanabatatu and the old social classes and the revolutionary movements of Iraq, one of the central works on modern Iraqi political history. Published in the Makat Library series, the book is not a replacement for Batatu's original study, but an analytical companion designed to clarify its argument, intellectual context, method, and continuing importance. Batatu's work examines the decline of older landed and commercial elites and the rise of revolutionary actors, including communists, Baathists, and free officers. Through a sociological reading of class, power, and political organization, Stahl's focus is therefore partly historical and partly methodological. He helps readers understand why Batatu's study became a landmark in Middle Eastern studies, how it used rare evidence, and why its dense empirical approach still matters for interpreting Iraq. The book is best understood as a critical introduction to a major work of political sociology and historical analysis. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, class structure as the foundation of Iraqi political change. A central topic in Stahl's analysis is Batatu's treatment of class as a driving force behind modern Iraqi politics. Rather than presenting revolution as only a sequence of coups, party conflicts, or ideological slogans, Batatu links political upheaval to the social composition of Iraq. The older order rested on landed families, commercial notables, tribal influence, state office, and connections to British-backed monarchical power. Revolutionary movements emerged from different social locations, including urban workers, students, lower-ranking officers, and groups excluded from elite privilege. Stahl emphasizes that this framework changes how readers interpret Iraq history. Political movements become expressions of social pressure, not merely vehicles for ambitious leaders. This also explains why Batatu's study has had lasting influence. It offers a model for connecting economic relationships, regional differences, and political organization in a single historical account. The result is a more layered view of the 1958 revolution and the conflicts that followed, where ideology mattered but was inseparable from class interests and social mobility. Secondly, political sociology and the disciplined use of historical evidence. Stahl gives particular attention to the methodological strength of Batatu's work. Batatu is known for grounding broad claims in unusual and demanding forms of evidence, including government records, security materials, and interviews with political figures. This evidence allowed him to reconstruct not only official events, but also the social origins and networks of activists, officers, and party members. The importance of this method is that it limits purely speculative interpretation. Instead of assuming that movements such as the Iraqi Communist Party or Ba'ath Party spoke for fixed social categories, Batatu examined who joined them, where they came from, and what forms of experience shaped them. Stahl presents this as a major contribution to political sociology. The method connects institutions, social background, and ideology without reducing one entirely to another. It also shows why Batatu's book is difficult but valuable. Its density reflects a commitment to empirical detail, and its authority comes from the accumulation of evidence rather than from a simple thesis alone. Thirdly, the shift from traditional elites to revolutionary organizations. Another important focus is the transition between Iraq's old ruling strata and the new political forces that challenge them. Batatu's original study compares landed and commercial elites with communists, Baathists, and free officers, showing that revolutionary politics did not arise in a vacuum. Stahl's analysis helps readers see this transition as a change in the social basis of power. Under the monarchy, authority was tied to property, patronage, family status, and links to imperial influence. By the mid-20th century, rapid urbanization, rural hardship, education, military expansion, and worker mobilization created constituencies that were not fully integrated into the old order. Revolutionary organizations offered these groups language, structure, and strategy. Or, this topic is important because it prevents a simplified account in which the monarchy merely collapses and radical parties suddenly appear. Batatu's framework traces the pressures that made the old order increasingly unstable and made new organizations plausible vehicles for political ambition. Stahl highlights this comparative structure as one reason the original work remains a foundation for understanding Iraqi revolution. Fourthly, how the Makat analysis clarifies a difficult landmark text. Stahl's book serves a practical function for readers approaching a large and demanding historical study. Batatu's original work is widely respected, but it is also known for its scale, detail, and academic density. The Makat format is designed to identify the main argument, the structure of reasoning, the intellectual influences, and the significance of the work within a broader field. Stahl, therefore, helps readers separate the core analytical architecture from the vast empirical material. This is especially useful for students who need to understand why the book matters before engaging with its full documentary weight. The guide also encourages critical reading rather than passive admiration by explaining the assumptions behind Batutu political sociology. It makes visible both the strengths of the method and the challenges of applying class analysis to a complex society. In this sense, Stahl's contribution is pedagogical. He turns a major specialist work into a more accessible object of study while preserving its seriousness and historical specificity. Lastly, continuing relevance for Middle Eastern history and Iraq studies, Stahl's analysis also places Batutu's work within the wider study of the modern Middle East. The value of the book is not limited to the period before and after the 1958 revolution. Batutu's model shows how state formation, social hierarchy, party organization, and political violence can be studied together. For Iraq, this is especially important because later political crises are often interpreted through sectarian, ideological, or geopolitical categories alone. Batutu does not ignore ideology or communal identity, but his work insists that durable political patterns also emerge from landholding, class mobility, urban migration, military careers, and unequal access to state power. Stahl makes clear why this perspective remains useful for scholars, policy analysts, and advanced students. It offers a deeper historical vocabulary for discussing instability and revolutionary change. At the same time, the guide implies a limitation reader seeking direct contemporary policy solutions will not find a simple manual. The significance lies in historical explanation, methodological rigor, and the capacity to complicate simplified narratives about Iraq. In conclusion, this book is most useful for students, researchers, and serious general readers who want to understand why Hanna Batutu's study of Iraq became so influential. It is also valuable for readers in political sociology, Middle Eastern history, revolution studies, and comparative politics who need a guided entry into a complex landmark text. Its practical benefit is intellectual orientation. Stahl helps readers identify the central argument, the evidentiary basis, and the analytical stakes of Batutu's work before confronting the full original study. That makes it suitable for coursework, independent reading, and preparation for research on Iraq political development. Compared with broader introductions to Iraqi history, this volume stands out because it focuses on how a major scholarly argument is built rather than simply summarizing events. Compared with the original Batutu book, it is shorter, more accessible, and explicitly concerned with interpretation and critical thinking. Its limitation is also clear. It cannot reproduce the depth or documentary force of Batutu's own research. Its strength is as a map to that research. Readers who want a concise explanation of class, revolutionary movements, and political sociology in modern Iraq will find it a focused and useful guide. If you would like to support Dale J. Stahl, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.